for one and one for another. Put the name of love above all others. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for life. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Patrick Conley, just so very glad to be with you again. I'm glad that you are with me as well, as we are just poised to begin this Advent journey together. Are you looking forward to Advent? I certainly hope you are. I hope that this is brewing away within you as it is within me. And, you know, one of the things that I have encouraged you to do on shows past is to really temper the amount of Christmas music that you listen to during Advent. And I know, I won't say I know when I'm beaten, because I know that there are others out there who can yet be persuaded. But there are a significant number of very, you know, well-intentioned, well-faithful Catholics who just can't hold off on the Christmas music. And if that's you, that's fine. Maybe just tone it down slightly over the season of Advent. But here's one of the things, here's a little secret that you may not be aware of, that there are just some wonderful, wonderful Advent musical pieces that are out there, both from the very ancient to the very modern, all sorts, everywhere in between. And I am just so grateful for that, and especially in the Church's liturgical calendar. I mean, again, Advent, as I've already spoken of earlier, is a season of joy, and we express so many things. We express so many of the things that we encounter through music, and joy is, of course, one of them. If we look at the Psalms of the Old Testament, which is really the Old Testament songbook, it's the songbook of the ancient Hebrews, we see so many different attitudes expressed through the Psalms. We have joy, we have thanksgiving, we have frustration, quite frankly. We have lament. There are so many different ways that they expressed their state of being with God through song. And music is just one of those gifts to us. You know, I think it is such a wonderful gift to us in that we are already assured that it is going to be with us throughout eternity, and we get to share in that now. There's a little, I think there's just a little gift of incarnation in that, that we have, we are sharing in that which will be of for all eternity as we look at music. Why do I give all this thought to music at this point, and specifically Advent music? Well, because it is time for our annual Advent music show here on the Rediscover Hour. So we are going to be talking specifically with two local Catholic musicians here. Ali Aliyah is with us to talk a little bit about her history, her, well, the music that she has been inspired to write, and she's going to share with us some of her songs as well. And then a little bit later on, we're going to be speaking with Bob Hindel, a local Catholic musician as well, who serves in some local parishes around here. And we're going to be talking about a concert he's got coming up, as well as hearing some of his music. And just to reinforce the fact that there are some beautiful, haunting even, Advent music pieces that can help enrich the Advent experience, which we are just about on. Depending on whether you're listening Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, we are there. We are into Advent, December 2nd, the first Sunday of Advent. So I'm grateful for, again, you being with me here and the Rediscover Hour throughout the course of this next hour as we explore Advent music with some of the local Catholic musicians that we have here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Let's, as always, pause, commit this show to our Lord through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, as we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are going to go to our first break. When we come back, Ali Aliyah is with us to talk about her own musical history and share with us some of her music. Stay with us. Rediscover.
Hi, Tara from Catholic United Financial talking Medicare. Did you know that when you turn 65, you can enroll in Medicare to cover ongoing healthcare expenses, but Medicare only covers part of the cost? The answer? Medicare Supplement Insurance from Catholic United. It can help pay expenses Medicare doesn't cover. I lead a team that can help you with Medicare Supplement Health Insurance, as well as Part D dental and vision coverage. Call me for a quick comparison quote at 651-765-6555. You can see how much you can save. Catholic United has competitive pricing, easy enrollment, and hassle-free claim service. And best of all, we're a Catholic company that honors your faith with a track record of people helping people. Call me, 651-765-6555, or find your local rep online at CatholicUnitedFinancial.org. Medicare Supplement Insurance from Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, we're there for life.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. We are on our annual Advent music show. And joining me now is Ali Aliyah, who is a Catholic singer and songwriter, worship leader, traveling catechist and speaker. And she grew up in Wisconsin. Hey, I got to give my hats off to that. She also loves coffee. I think she was my sister from another mother here. And she has recorded Jealous Love, the EP Jealous Love, and the album The Labyrinth. Ali, welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Where did you grow up in Wisconsin?
Rice Lake.
Small town. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with Rice Lake. Very good. I'm a Wisconsin Dells man myself. I grew up there.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great to. I've heard about you. I have heard you and your music, but I have never spoken with you, so it's good to speak with you. Thank you for being on the program today. So let's talk music. When did music enter your life, Ali?
I think it's always been a part of me in a big way, but as far as sharing it with other people, I was pretty private about it until I'd say late high school, college area of my life. I always liked writing, and I would write some songs in my bedroom with the door closed and no one able to hear me. And I always had this like deep connection with music. Just because I always kind of felt like it was something that could express things that were going on in my heart that I didn't know how to put into words, maybe, or whatever it might be. And I just kind of felt the Holy Spirit in that a lot. When I was in high school, I started to get over my nerves of being in public a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I started playing for church because that was easy to redirect, you know, people's praise and just give it back to God in that. And then in college, I started playing at coffee house performances and sharing my music that I'd written. So kind of just took off from there. The Lord just let it all happen.
Yeah. Continues to bless you too, I'm sure, through that. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about, you were starting to talk about how music gave you a vehicle through which to express some of the things that were going on that really couldn't be done in words. Mm-hmm. Is that still the case? I mean, how do you compose songs?
That's a great question. So each song is, it kind of develops as its own entity in a way. Like it has its own story that it wants to tell. And so it varies a little bit. A lot of times my songwriting comes out of just something that I'm experiencing at the time, whether it's like a heartache or something like so beautiful, I just need to get it out and praise the Lord with it. So there's definitely a personal element to that. And a lot of times just like picking up my guitar and trying to put words to that in music is my way to process what's going on, you know? Mm. But then there's another element of just like it being totally God's. I'll go to the scriptures, or like a story from the scriptures will come to me in that relates to whatever I'm going through at the time. And I'm able to, a lot of times it's the Holy Spirit writing these songs through me, I think, because it's like I'm able to draw those connections and make this piece that ends up going beyond what I'm experiencing. Like, it's beyond me. And I've seen that in really beautiful ways of how, like, other people have been able to connect to some of my songs. And that's a huge gift to me because it's just a constant reminder that the Lord is at work in it all, you know?
Yeah. So I'm curious too, because you've now taken up pretty much full time mm-hmm. performing, leading praise and worship, as well as speaking. Does the kind of professional aspect of it, does it sour the experience of the music at all for you?
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
It might how do I say this? Not add pressure. That's not the right word, but I guess like it makes it a little bit more of a challenge to, I'm a perfectionist. So that's like my issue, right? Is like, so the pressure isn't like imposed by other people or anything like that, but it's like on me in that a little bit sometimes. So it's like, if I'm writing this song, it's no longer just between me and the Lord. It's I have to share it with other people.
Yeah.
So then I want it to be like more perfect than I'm used to, which is just something that I need to get over because the Lord works in our imperfections in beautiful ways. And that's something that he's constantly teaching me through all of it.
Yeah. My power is made perfect in weakness. I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So just a slight departure from music, only for a minute, because we want to focus on music. But you're also a catechist or a speaker as well. What sort of things do you talk about?
Well, my favorite topics are the Mass, Our Lady, and Theology of the Body, just because those are such core teachings that really make us Catholic, and so many Catholics are unaware as to what the specifics are behind all that, or like why we believe what we believe in this, and or maybe we know it, but we don't know how to express it and relate that to other people who have questions, and so I just get really passionate about those three topics in particular because it's just so fundamental to who we are.
Mm. And now I've not heard you speak. Do you incorporate music into your talks as well?
Yeah, I do at times. Yeah, it kind of depends. I'll lead worship a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll throw in some original songs in the midst of my talks. Just kind of depends on the day and what the teaching's about. All that.
So. Okay. What about going back to the music? Who are some of your influences?
Oh, well, my favorite artists are groups like the Oh Hellos, for example, or Josh Garrel's The Head and the Heart. I think their influences definitely come out in my music. But also I mentioned this already, but scripture is, I'd say, the biggest influence because, mm-hmm. All my music is, it's not actually necessarily Christian music, if that makes sense. It's definitely got deep theology undertones. And if you're a Christian listening to my music, you'll probably pick up on that just because that's a part of my heart and who I am. And it comes out in my songwriting. And I do believe that the Lord is speaking through all of this, you know, all the lyrics. But also, I wouldn't necessarily categorize my music as Christian music because I have a heart for evangelization within the music as well. So I want people who may never step into a church of their own accord to listen to my music and have something stirred inside of them that makes them want to grasp at something deeper in their heart that like will ultimately draw them to the Lord.
That's just it's a profound calling, I think, and music is one of those vehicles that I think in this day and age, in this culture, in this society, it is still vastly influential on the lives, especially of young people. I can really appreciate that the Lord is leading you into this path that, like you said, it might not be explicitly Christian, but you are, I'm guessing, wrestling with some of the deeper things of life and challenging others to do the same.
Yeah, exactly. And it really is. I see music as a lower T transcendental that's
nice,
able to,
nice.
To captivate our hearts and draw us into a deeper mystery of beauty and truth and goodness, which is awesome to yeah. be able to be a vessel of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to listen to some of your music in just a moment, but how would you describe, before we hear it for ourselves, how would you describe the feel of your music?
Like genre, you mean? Or
yeah.
I guess I would describe my genre as folk Americana. It's funny. I was just talking to my sister, like, just before this phone call about, like, how would you describe my music? Because it's always kind of a challenge as an artist to, like, pinpoint, like, what your genre is. But I think that's the closest is
okay.
folk Americana.
Folk Americana. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Now, yeah. The first song that we're going to listen to, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, beautiful hymn. Haunting hymn, oftentimes utilized around this time of year, around Advent, and it's seen that way. What do you recall? Why, or I guess I should ask it this way: what inspired you to make your own arrangement of this particular hymn?
It's always been one of my favorites.
Okay.
Between Let All Mortal Flesh and O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, those are my absolute favorites.
Mm.
For the Advent and Christmas season. And so this time of year, I always just play them for church masses or different events. And it kind of developed into my own little rendition of it. And eventually it got to the point where it just seemed natural to record. And a friend of mine, Nate Reinhardt from Sonar.
Yeah, sure.
If you're familiar with that
mm-hmm.
worship band. He has a studio attic, and he's like, "Hey, let's record this." And I said, "Awesome, let's do it." So, we kind of put it together that way.
Beautiful. Very nice. Well, let's give it a listen. Here's Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence by Ali Aaliyah.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descended, our full homage to to the presence as with season.
This is Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence by Ali Aaliyah. There's more to that song too, isn't there, Ali?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's amazing. What a great arrangement. And I've always, with that particular hymn, I've always been moved by how in its minor key and the arrangement itself. And I'm so grateful that you kept the original, you know, the melody, the chord progression, all that's the same. It has this way of just hauntingly communicating the mystery of the incarnation in both its extraordinary smallness and its extraordinary grandeur all at once. So thank you.
Thank you. That's a beautiful way to express that. And it's exactly what I was hoping people would be able to take away from the song. Like I said, it's one of my favorite Advent and Christmas hymns. Mm-hmm. And just what you said, that it's it hauntingly captivates. Just like it expresses the Eucharistic heart of the church. If you unpack the lyrics, that's all what it's about, is just completely honoring the Lord in this like awe. And the minor key, I think, helps with that, like just like transports you into that in a deeper way, like into that mystery.
Right, right. Yeah, all mortal flesh is keeping silence, and yet rank on rank the host of heaven and the cherubim mm-hmm. and the seraphim are calling, alleluia, alleluia. Yeah, just mm-hmm. wonderful. It stirs within me, I don't know, it's not visions per se, but it's a sense of the magnitude of the mystery, yeah, which is just wonderful.
Beautiful.
And actually, the Eucharistic heart of the church, I'll tell you a little story about that. So I at one time was in a Protestant seminary, and I was putting together some music for one of our Advent chapel services, and I wanted to do this particular hymn, and one of the professors at the seminary came forward and said, it's a bit Catholic, don't you think?
Awesome.
I had to admit, well, yeah, but now I'm Catholic, so I guess I knew that the road I was on, whether I was aware of it or not at that point.
Oh, that's really funny.
yeah, absolutely. Very good. So, just a little bit more. What are other seasons of the year? Do you have any particular favorite hymns for other liturgical seasons of the year?
Oh, that's a good question. My mind is so focused right now on Advent that
I suppose I don't want to draw you away from that.
I do, but like I said, I can only think of Advent ones right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
I'll have to ponder that a little more.
We'll let you off on that one. That's okay. Yeah. Now, you are a 2015 graduate of Franciscan. Is that correct? Franciscan
yeah.
University
yeah.
in Steubenville. What did you study there?
Theology and catechetics with a minor, well, a concentration in youth ministry.
Okay. And obviously that worked for you very well. And I think really one of your pieces in terms of moving into full time was some of the work that you did with Father Mike Schmitz. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Well, give us a little picture of that. How did that all come about?
Yeah. So I graduated in 2015, as you said, and as I was coming off the stage, receiving my diploma, I went straight to the recording studio to finish up my EP, Jealous Love.
Mm-hmm.
And so did that album. Father Mike offered me the position at the Newman Center, where he's the chaplain in Duluth, mm-hmm. Minnesota. And so I moved there and was doing ministry with him for a while. And part of that included diocesan events where I played music and got to meet some other really great musicians. And so out of that kind of flowed sharing our originals with each other, and the band kind of came to life out of it. So through that, I didn't know like if I was going to be called to record again at that point, but the Lord just kind of put these people in my life and gave them the same passion toward recording music and playing music for the Lord as I had. So it was really natural to move toward that again while I was still doing ministry under Father Mike. And I was a youth minister at the cathedral too for middle schoolers at the time. Mm-hmm. So it got to be, it was so great, but it got to be a lot.
Right.
Having essentially three jobs kind of stretched me a little bit thin. And
only three?
I loved, yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. And I loved all of it. And it was one of those things that's like the Lord was saying, hey, these are all really great. Pick one, you know? Mm. And I'm like, no, I need to do all of it. And he decided to just show me that he's the one who's going to make things happen in all of these areas. He's the one who gets to be the savior, not me. I don't have to have control over any of it. So I could let go of it, which was a challenge for me. Like I said, I'm a perfectionist and I love ministry. So I wanted to be involved in all of it, but yeah, it got to the point where the Lord was like, hey, this is a really great time for you to just try music full time. And luckily my other jobs, like Father Mike and my other pastor, they were supportive of that. So, so I took a leap of faith and a leap of faith with prudence, if that makes sense. Like, I think a lot of times we think, oh, a leap of faith, let's just go for it and dive right in and not think about any of the consequences. But the Lord paved the way through little things to make it clear that, no, this is a great time to take this chance, and I'm going to bless you in it. And he has, and it's been really great.
Fantastic. All right, let's listen to some more music, Hallie. So next we have queued up You Are. Give us a little history of this particular song.
Yeah, so You Are came out of, it's funny, I was giving a talk during the Advent season and a few years ago, and I was really just excited to give this talk. It was about the Eucharist and about how, you know, about the Incarnation, about Jesus coming to us and how we always have him in the Eucharist, and just kind of tying that all together. And I, for some reason, I felt inspired to pick up my guitar in the middle of writing that talk or like practicing that talk.
Mm-hmm.
And You Are just kind of flowed out. And I, every now and then when I'm writing songs, it just seems like so anointed, like the Lord is the one writing it. Sometimes it's a struggle and it's like, oh, this is me. But that time it was one of those just like very peaceful, natural times of songwriting where it just kind of came out, and it was very much a prayer. And I was able to draw from, you know, the Old Testament prophecies about the Lord's coming and things like that. And that it was just all kind of came out of my thought process being on that talk, but also the Advent season. And so it's to this day, one of my favorite ways to worship is through music. And this is my one praise and worship song that I've written. And like I said, the Lord is just the kind of the one who is orchestrating all of it. And he basically wrote it through me, I think.
Wonderful. Well, let's give it a listen. This is You Are by Ali Aaliyah.
Is this the great I am, King of kings, the one who's come to set the captives free? How can one so small accomplish all these things? And yet you have enraptured me, you've enraptured me. Seeking you, I'm already found. The light shines in the darkness all around. Yet the darkness will not overcome Emmanuel. You're the chosen one. You're the chosen one. You're the chosen one. Incarnate Word, Creator of all, you are my
You ravish our hearts with one glimpse of your face. Tell me what is truth and what is power. Your simple love, relentless shout. Incarnate Word, Creator of all. You are my King, infant so small. How can it be that you should come to me? Incarnate Word, Creator of all. You are my King, infant so small. How can it be that you should
Ali, I wish we had another half hour or so to talk and to listen to more of your music, but time is flying away from us. I think we need to ask you, though, if people are interested in purchasing some of your music, maybe giving it some gifts to people who need to encounter the Lord in that way, where can they find out more about that?
Yeah, so they can go to my website, which is www.ali-aliyah.com. And my name is spelled kind of crazy, so I'll spell it out quick.
Please do.
It's ALY-ALEIGHA.com. So all my music's on there, available for purchase. It's also on iTunes and Amazon and all that. And also, if you go to my website, you'll see a banner at the top about a Holy Land pilgrimage giveaway that we're doing. So
nice.
I'll just throw that out there as well.
So you could do Advent music and a Christmas gift of a pilgrimage. Yeah, that sounds great. Wonderful. Well, Ali-Aliyah, thank you so much for joining us on the Rediscover Hour. God bless you and all the work that you do. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. It's been a big pleasure for me as well. God bless.
All right. God bless you. We're going to go into a break. When we come back, Bob Hindle, another local Catholic musician, is going to be speaking to us and sharing with us some of his music. So stay with us.
Rediscover.
Who is it?
Drew Mariani.
I look at everything.
I love listening to Drew Mariani.
From politics to the faith.
The issues of the day.
How do we keep our kids Catholic?
Healthcare reform.
North Korea.
How do we make it relevant to people who right now are so disconnected from the faith and from God?
U.S. immigration policy. We need to become the saints that God created us to be. That's what we do here every day.
Thank you so much for your show.
It just enhances your faith.
I just love it.
Tell others. Follow us on Facebook. Hit the like button on the show page. Follow us on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show, and you'll be able to get a lot of the articles, a lot of discussion we talk about on the show. It's always fun. I mean, I enjoy what I do here because every day it's something different. And I hope you will tell others about the show, and I hope you will have them listen on the station you're listening to or online at relevantradio.com or on our mobile app.
Keeping you connected.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Stay up to date.
Weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern, 2 Central on Relevant Radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conlin with you again, along with Susanna Parent, our producer. Paul Sadek, our technical producer, brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they are there for life. And coming to you from the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Joining me now in studio is another local Catholic musician here to talk a little bit about his own, how music has influenced his life and his faith, and then also sharing with us some of his music. Bob Hindle is with us. He is the English music director at Sacred Heart in St. Paul, and he is the Spanish music director at St. Mark's in Shakopee. He's also a ballet accompanist at Visitation Convent School. He's a performer, he's a concert organizer, and he's a director of something called Cantabile, which we'll talk a little bit about as well. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Nice, deep, rich voice you've got there, too, and I'm looking forward to hearing more and more of your music. But let's start at the very beginning. Where and when did music really start to become a substantial part of your life?
That's a good question. I grew up playing the piano, so that was always important to me. And after college, after coming out here, I started working with various groups. I had always played piano for church, so I was always involved with that. And then I did start accompanying ballet, so as a consequence was writing music for ballet. I became involved in musical theater, did some compositions for that, and then wrote some of my own plays and productions. Worked with opera singers, and then started working with the orchestra. So it's just a lot of different things that have come together.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like there's been numerous places that music has encountered you, or you've encountered it, and you're at its service as well. But specifically, let's talk about it. You're both an English music director and a Spanish music director mm-hmm. here within the Archdiocese. How did those positions come about?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Mm. Well, Sacred Heart is a wonderful congregation on the east side, and that's actually where our concert will be. And I had interviewed various places. It's very close to where I live, and they were looking for an English music director, so that was a pretty good fit. The Spanish music director position is out in Shakopee at St. Mark's, and Father Eric Lundgren, mm-hmm. he's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I suppose he liked me. I speak enough Spanish. I'm not totally fluent, but enough to communicate with the singers and work with them on the Spanish songs. And yeah. I, of course, enjoy their services. And it's a very, very nice community.
Yeah. But it's on kind of two different ends of the archdiocese
right.
here.
Right.
And so you're doing a lot of travel back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. Where, just out of curiosity, do you live in between?
No, actually, I live in St. Paul. I live on
you
the east side.
You do live in St. Paul. Yeah, on the east side. Okay, very good. All right. Very good. And then the whole ballet accompanist. So you said that came up in your life. And when it first came up, was it something you thought, oh, yeah, I can do that? Or is it something more of, oh, my gosh, I have no idea what goes on with accompanying ballet?
That's a very good question. It's like so many things in my life, I sort of fall into them backwards. I really wasn't at all interested in playing for ballet. It was the last thing in my mind, but I had promised a friend that I would go and at least try it out. And then I did, and it worked, and I formed a very strong friendship with, especially Marius Andahasi, whom I've worked with for almost 40 years now.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like so many of these things. I promise someone I'll do it, even though I don't actually want to do it. And then in the end, I end up really liking it. Mm. It's just I carry through on my promises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. How would you say, thinking a little bit, just for a moment on the more theological level, or faith-based level, how would you say music enriches or enhances our Catholic faith?
That's an excellent question. From my point of view, music is an expression of the goodness and the beauty of God. And the highest form of music making is praising God.
Mm.
Certainly Bach knew that, Solo de Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I aspire towards. I always like to have, you know, church music, obviously, but in our concerts, most of our pieces are things that are praising God in one form or another. They may be more human interest stories, but in the end, there's sort of a quest for truth or goodness.
Yeah. Wow. And speaking of concerts, so you alluded to it before. Let's put it front and center here. You've got an ecumenical concert of praise coming up on December 10th. Tell us a little bit more about, well, the details of it, but also how it came together.
Yeah. So the concert is going to be on December 10th, which is a Monday night, and it will be at 7:30. Granted, somewhat of an awkward time, but we're working with the Roseville Community Band, and that's when they do their concerts, always Monday nights. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be at Sacred Heart, which is 840 East 6th Street in St. Paul. The purpose of the concert is twofold. What we wanted to do is bring together people of different faiths praising God in the season. Obviously, the Christian Christmas songs, Majeste Fidelis and Ding Dong Merrily on High and Joy to the World, etc. But we wanted also from the various traditions, from Polish and German, Italian, Latino. Sacred Heart is a very large Latino community, so we're going to have some of them singing with us. We also wanted other cultures like the Hmong and the Karen, and they will be there. And then I also, sort of on a lark, and was just riding by the Mount Zion Temple, I thought, let's get those guys involved. So I walked to the door and talked to the cantor there. She was very receptive.
Wow.
And so we're going to do two of the most beloved songs from the Jewish tradition.
Wow.
So
yeah, sounds fascinating. All right. And do you know where this thought came from? Is it just kind of a spur of the moment inspiration to have this whole concert?
Well, I'll be really honest with you.
Please.
I'm not totally pleased with what's going on in the country. And I think especially the concept of what is patriotism in our time has been extremely distorted. And I see this concert as a statement of what real patriotism is, in my view. Namely, the coming together of many different cultures and peoples in the praise of God, of course, and sort of as a gift to the country, but also the extension of our country to other peoples of the world who are less fortunate. Many Americans, I think, are not aware that we are the 1% of the world.
Mm.
You know, it's not that we are sort of, you know, at modest income levels. You look at most countries in the world, they are extremely poor. So we're raising money for the Rohingya.
Yeah, it's going to be a benefit concert.
Yeah, and they are, and many people would know, very, very grievously oppressed at this point. So we're trying to do that. So it's an expression, the whole concert is a two-way expression of patriotism in the sense that first we bring peoples together. Our country's an immigrant nation, and all the wonderful nationalities we have here, to the degree that we can in this short concert, and we also reach out to the world.
Yeah.
And so that's the purpose of it.
Great.
And in the context of religion, of course, it's the most fitting thing, in my view, is to bring people together in the praise of God.
Praise of God. Yeah, wonderful. Let's listen to some songs here. What are we going to listen to here first?
This is a Avinu Malkeinu, which means our Father Our King. It's done on Yom Kippur. It was written by Max Janowski, and of course it's Hebrew.
Very good. Let's give it a listen. Yeah, you can really hear some of the Hebraic parts of that music coming through, can't you? I mean, it sounds very classically Jewish. Now, is that one of your own arrangements?
Yeah, that's my arrangement. And, of course, it was obvious there's no singing because we haven't done the concert yet. We don't have a recording of the singing.
Right.
This is a computer version of the arrangement.
Gotcha. Very nice. So, and are you composing and arranging all of the pieces for this concert coming up? Oh, that's wonderful. Is that too? That sounds like a mountain of work to me. Is it inspirational for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. There's so many beautiful songs, you know, Jesu Bambino, Adeste Fidelis, these Hebrew songs, the Polish songs, etc. And it's nice to kind of go through all this. And it's written, I did arrange it for a full, you know, full 30-piece band, and then we have our other instrumentalists and our singers. So it's a lot of work, but yeah, it's beautiful. It's something really beautiful.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about Cantabile. Tell us a little bit about that group.
Yes. Cantabile is kind of an organization of singers, mainly cantors from different churches in the area. So we have cantors from St. Olaf's, from the Cathedral, from, of course, Sacred Heart, from St. Casimir's, from St. Peter's and North St. Paul. Then we have some of the singers from out here, and well, not exactly out here, but Chaska, you know, Shakopee area. So we bring them together for these concerts. And then our musicians are also from all around the Twin Cities.
Oh, wow.
These are accomplished amateur singers and musicians.
All right. And they're going to be part of this upcoming concert.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
For sure.
Yeah, very good. Again, the concert is Monday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. All arrangements are by our guest today, Bob Hindel. And it's free and open to the public, but all proceeds taken up in an offering will be donated. Will be 100%, you said, is all going to the relief effort. Wonderful. Let's listen to one more thing before we have to let you go here. Bob, you want to set us up? What are we going to listen to next? What do you think?
I believe it's Adeste Fidelis. We'll find
okay,
out.
It sounds a little Christmassy, but we'll let it slide this time. All right, let's give it a listen. Thank you. sounds like it's about the right arrangement, the fullness of it. You can hear the strings, the horns, everything going on. All right, so that is the way to welcome the Our Incarnate Lord, right? So Bob Hindle has been our guest here. We're talking with him about music and the way that he's in service of music and the praise of God, and especially about Season of Joy, an ecumenical concert of praise coming up Monday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Church, including the Cantabile Chamber Ensemble, Roseville Community Band, Mount Zion Temple Choir, St. Peter Claver Youthful Praise, St. Patrick's Hmong Choir, and the Karen Singers. For more information, 651-271-6405. Again, information for this concert on Monday, December the 10th, 651-271-6405. Bob, it's been a pleasure having you on. I wish we had a lot more time to speak with you, but God bless you and all the work that you do. Thank you for being on the Rediscover Hour.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, very good. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we've got all sorts of community events coming up and just wonderful things for the Advent season. So stay with us. Rediscover.
Hi, Tara from Catholic United Financial talking Medicare. Did you know that when you turn 65, you can enroll in Medicare to cover ongoing healthcare expenses, but Medicare only covers part of the cost? The answer? Medicare Supplement Insurance from Catholic United. It can help pay expenses Medicare doesn't cover. I lead a team that can help you with Medicare Supplement Health Insurance, as well as Part D dental and vision coverage. Call me for a quick comparison quote at 651-765-6555. You can see how much you can save. Catholic United has competitive pricing, easy enrollment, and hassle-free claims service. And best of all, we're a Catholic company that honors your faith with a track record of people helping people. Call me, 651-765-6555, or find your local rep online at CatholicUnitedFinancial.org. Medicare Supplement Insurance from Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, we're there for life.
It's more than you.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Paul Sadek is with us. Paul, it's nearly Advent. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm always ready.
Ready for the season of preparation. Wonderful. What do we got going on?
Well, women are invited to the Archdiocesan Council of Catholic Women Advent Retreat Saturday, December 8th, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Holy Name of Jesus in Medina. The day begins with prayer and continental breakfast. Speakers for the day, Father Michael Daly and Daniel Cantor. Morning concludes with noon mass, celebrated by Archbishop Hebda. It's also a chance to do some Christmas shopping. A number of vendors will be available. Register online at archspm.org/ACCW2018Advent. And for more information, call 651-291-4545 or email AllieC@archspm.org.
Here's the concert we just talked about with Bob Hindle, an ecumenical concert of praise titled Seasons of Joy. This concert will take place on Monday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in St. Paul. The event is free and open to the public with refreshments to follow. For more information, call Bob Hindle at 651-271-6405.
Men learn the basics of the Bible in one day at the Catholic Watchman Men's Bible Boot Camp with Jeff Cavins. Saturday, December 15th, 8 to 3:30, St. Maximilian Kolbe Church in Delano. Discover the heroic men of the Bible. Find out how to make Scripture a part of your daily life. Learn how to lead your family in reading the Bible along with you. Registration is $40. That includes workbook, donuts, and a hearty lunch. It's free for sons age 18 and under. For more information, visit the events page at rediscover-faith.org. Or contact Men's Evangelization Manager Enzo Randazzo, randazzov@archspm.org.
A winter retreat weekend for young adults will be held January 4th through 6th, 2019, and registration is open. Into the Deep hosts this time away to get people outside, talk about faith, and to foster connections amongst young adults in the Twin Cities and beyond. This three-day weekend on the north shore of Lake Superior is open to those between the ages of 18 and 39. Invite a friend, but also find new camaraderie in skiing and snowboarding at Lutzen Mountains, cross-country skiing and snowshoeing in Cascade State Park, and lounging around Cascade Lodge. In the evenings, there will be talks on the theology of the body, Mass, and Eucharistic adoration. For more details and to register, go to Into the Deep's website, Oh my goodness, this is, yeah, just Google it, Into the Deep's website. Register soon, his deadline is December the 8th.
Are you tired of divisive, angry politics? As Minnesota Catholics, we can begin to transform politics in our state. You're invited to join your fellow Catholics and thousands more Catholics from across the state for a day of prayer and advocacy in St. Paul on Tuesday, February 19th. Coming together for life and dignity for Catholics at the Capitol. Visit CatholicsAtTheCapitol.org for details.
All right, coming up next time, the Great Catholic Parish Show is on tap for St. Adelia's in Shoreview. We'll also be talking with David Curran, who will share his faith testimony. And in honor of it being Pearl Harbor Day, we'll hear from military chaplain Father John Eckert. Until then, go to church. And be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday evening at 9, Saturday at noon, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. Brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for life. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.